Yep.
Hey.
Good morning.
Tuesday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we're here.
Yes, we are.
Pointing at the webcam.
You're way too awake right now.
I am. I got some rest yesterday. I don't know if you noticed this, but I wasn't really here.
What?
I know.
Who was I talking to the entire time?
It was a clone.
Oh.
It wasn't really me.
That
sorry
is
if
so
I fooled you.
Yeah, you totally sorry. Did.
Didn't mean to.
Totally yeah. did.
But you fell for it. You're the one that fell for it.
Whatever.
So it is Tuesday. It is February 5th. It's been a crazy week.
It's only Tuesday.
Yeah.
How's it been a crazy week?
Because we've been trying to get our house ready to get on the market.
Oh.
Going through all that.
Okay.
Selling a home.
Mm-hmm.
You know what's the worst part about selling a home?
What?
Having to keep it, like, sell ready.
Clean?
Yes. Not just clean, like,
perfect.
Spotless.
Yeah.
You go home today and you look at your house and see if you'd want, like, freaky strangers coming over and staring
oh, no.
at all your stuff.
No, I wouldn't. That's the problem, is that I wouldn't. I know what it's like to have to keep it clean.
Yeah, it's awful.
Yeah, it is awful.
Especially with kids, because I freak out every time. Whoa! What are you doing? What are you doing? Why are you moving? Why are you moving? There's sand in your shoes. Go outside. You shake your shoes off right now. Okay. Go outside. No. Don't walk back in here with those. Take your socks off. Okay. Tiptoe on your hands back to your room and put those in the closet on the mat where they go so that nothing else gets messed up. It's pretty much what it's been like. My poor children.
I know. It sounds like they feel awful right now.
It is awful. It's pretty awful. Because I'm, you know, want to sell our home, so trying to take care of everything. Doing everything. Lots of painting. Lots of painting again.
Oh, yeah?
Lots of painting again.
Again.
Yeah.
Do you have to paint everything white now?
No.
Okay.
No.
That's good.
I had to put on, we weren't planning on moving. So all of a sudden it was like, boom, moving.
Oh, like painting, like touch-up.
Yeah, touch-ups. I had to actually put baseboards on our house.
Oh, yeah.
That was fun.
But it's done.
Yeah.
Too bad it wasn't
mostly.
Done. Really?
It seems like every 8 minutes I keep running back to one of those hardware store places, home places, and grabbing more things. Ooh, you know what this room needs? New light fixtures. Let's do that real quick. You know what? I'm sure that's like $20. Let's just do that real quick.
Oh.
But we keep doing that. So by the end of the weekend, it was like, no more! This is fine. So yeah, we got a ton of new stuff. I put in new hardware on like the doors for the bedrooms. You know, they have... our closets, they have those like slidey door things.
Oh, yeah.
Put in like all new hardware.
Because
I wanted to make sure that they were smooth when they opened the doors.
That's so nice.
Yeah. These are things that nobody's going to even care about.
You know what? They wouldn't care about it because if they were buying the house, they'd be like, oh, wait, that has a door slidey thingy that doesn't really work that well.
So
I can't fix that, so I can't get this house.
Static.
This is Matthew from Albuquerque.
Good morning, Matthew.
Hello.
How are you guys?
Can't complain.
No, we're all right.
Hey, you guys weren't on yesterday. What's up with that?
You were too. At least I was. I don't know where he was.
Mitch was here yesterday.
Sean told me the show was pre-recorded yesterday.
Sean?
Do you believe everything he says?
I know.
Yeah, I don't know why. So anyways, yesterday I ended up calling Buck and Dex over at 104.1.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
I guess Dex wasn't there. I think it was some other dude, forgot the guy's name.
Baxter.
It was Baxter.
Yeah, that was him.
Yeah, he's a good guy.
Yeah, those guys are hilarious, but you guys are just way more funny than they are. I don't know. Or I could say you guys are equally funny.
You could say that.
I can accept that one.
I'll take equally funny.
Yeah. So anyway, Steve, how's it going with the Brody?
The Brody.
Yes.
Brody.
The Brody's great, man. The Brody's great.
Still getting used to waking up that early in the morning?
No, he's sleeping through the night now. Boom!
Yes.
Perfect. Yay.
Yeah, he's pretty great.
That's gotta be good, Steve-O.
You know, I got so used to waking up 7 times in the middle of the night, I kind of miss it.
You like waking up in the middle of the night?
No, human does. No real human does. But thanks.
Man. You know what? For me, it's kind of, I get used to waking up at the 5 a.m., for school, I mean. But then in the summer, when it's, you know, and when it's time to get for school, Sorry, guys, but that was my mom's phone alarm again. She sets little alarms, guys, to remind me.
Oh, okay. What was that alarm for?
That alarm was to remind me the bus will be coming in about another 25, 30 minutes.
Wow. Do you have your socks and shoes on? Are you ready to go?
Yep.
Shoes tied.
Good.
Backpack ready.
Yeah, jacket. Actually, my backpack is already, you know.
Did you do your homework last night?
All I had, Steve-O, was to take home my science and have it signed.
Oh, okay.
Just a couple of signatures, you know, for, like, a great check sheet.
Are you doing the science fair this year?
We did it last year in December, I believe. I brought in a science project.
Yeah?
Energy efficiency on light bulbs.
Nice. It's good.
Yeah.
It's good.
Can I get a song request this morning?
Maybe. Only if you help me with my son's science fair project, because Jack's got one.
Oh, which one is she doing? Trying to do it on?
I don't know yet. We haven't figured it out.
Obviously, she's doing volcanoes like everyone else.
Yeah.
What grade is he in?
Third.
Third grade.
We want to blow everybody's socks off. We want to try and do
rockets.
It on time travel.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, you know what, Steve? Well, there's actually a website you can go to online.
Uh-huh.
That has, like, a list of, you know, projects he can do that's on his grade level.
No, I want to do something bigger than that. We want to invent the flux capacitor. We'd like to go back in time.
Okay, it's going to take some work, but I think you can do it.
Time travel.
Anyways, I'll go ahead and text you the, email you guys the website.
Okay.
For you to check out later.
It's very helpful. Thank you.
Not a problem.
Yeah. What do you want to hear this morning, Matthew?
This morning, let's see. House of Gold by 21 Pilots. I'm going to dedicate that to Sean Siegler, my best friend.
Well, all right.
Thanks,
you tell
guys.
That guy we said hi.
Okay, bye.
All right, we'll talk to you later. All right. Matthew from Albuquerque, everybody. Yes. So the science fair.
Yes.
It's really coming up.
I used to love the science fair.
I was not a science-y kind of person.
Oh, I went to regionals.
See?
Which is
can
nothing.
I blame it on, like, the single mom thing? You know?
Oh, whatever.
Grew up without a dad.
Who cares?
Mom was always working. I was by myself. What was I going to do?
Do you think anyone helped me with my science fair project?
You had parents.
No.
Plural. Come on. Nobody helped you?
Hold on. Let me repeat that.
No?
Do you think anyone helped me with my science fair project? No.
I guess I'd rather have done the science fair project my way by myself than this way. Miami police detective. He's a pops. He wanted to help his kid out with the science fair.
Yeah.
And so he allowed his 10-year-old daughter to use 3 drug-sniffing dogs and an ounce of cocaine for her science fair.
Wow. That's illegal, right? Should it be?
His name's Douglas Bartlett. He's a detective with the Miami-Dade Police Narcotics Bureau. He provided his daughter, Emma, with 3 detector canines and 28 grams of coke.
That sounds like a lot.
Yeah. We're not talking the cola, people.
Of coke.
Street value is approximately $1,300.
Oh, my gosh. That's an expensive science fair project.
Yeah, I know.
It didn't work because you didn't let it.
Yeah. Not surprisingly, she won the science fair.
Really?
Yeah, she actually won.
So it is legal.
Yeah, they gave Emma an automatic entry into the Miami-Dade Elementary School Science Fair, where her drug-sniffing project earned an honorable mention. I guess the scientific investigation was to find which dog would find the cocaine the fastest using its sense of smell. Really?
And
it was all showcasing drug sniffing dogs.
Yeah.
Yeah, according to the Miami Herald, fellow detective William and Sergeant Samantha Machado provided the dogs. Golden Retriever, a Springer Spaniel, and a Chocolate Lab. And the coke.
How did she prove anything? I think she only won this because she had a one-up on every other...
Maybe. Emma's mother says that the experiment was her daughter's idea, that Emma was under constant supervision and did not handle the cocaine. That's good. That's good. Doug, the husband, handled the drugs. He's always very meticulous about how he handles drugs. Which is good. That was a quote.
He's a cop.
So yeah, the student science fair project involved a really unusual set of circumstances, obviously. Having a parent, a well-respected police detective with experience in training dogs that sniff for illegal substances. John Schuster, a spokesman for the school district, issued the statement saying, from our understanding, the parent was the only person involved in working directly with the dogs and the hidden substances, which took place at a police training facility. So it didn't violate any of the science fair's rules, and that cocaine is not a specifically banned substance from the fourth grade science fair.
Huh. Well, there you go.
As long as it's handled correctly, it's fine.
So maybe you can get someone to handle that correctly, and then your son could do that for his science fair project.
So apparently that does win, and that is the raddest dad ever, because...
Yeah, so how are you going to one-up him?
I can't! I don't have a cool job like that.
Don't say I can't.
What can we do as a science project? I guess we could do, like, radio waves and how things are actually transmitted, but I don't know anything about that. I don't even know how this magically happens. I talk into this microphone, and somehow, magically, through the airwaves... We're in people's cars.
There's little guys.
Uh-huh.
And they're inside the microphone.
Oh, okay.
And they're transmitting your voice. They're just like...
They're on cell phones.
It's like an assembly line.
Are you sure?
They're all standing in lines, and they're going... And they're handing your words to the next person, and then that's going out into the airwaves.
But then how does it get to the people in the speakers?
Okay, so...
Because then there's little gnome guys in the speakers.
So once it gets to the last person...
Uh-huh.
The last person is by a fan.
Oh, okay.
And it's kind of like a... Like a grinder, like a meat grinder type thing, except it's for words. It's a word grinder.
Okay, obviously.
And you put it through in the word grinder,
uh-huh.
And the fan, and it eats it all up.
Uh-huh.
And then the fan blows it out into the air. And the air, so then the speakers also have little people in them.
You really need to
and
help
they,
my son.
They catch the air.
That's why they look like nets.
Yes.
Speakers.
Yes. They catch all the words that are in the air.
Okay.
And then they are also pretty good puzzleists.
Uh-huh.
Puzzlists,
of course. Real words, yes.
Yeah.
Like you wordsmith, you.
Yeah. And they put the pieces back together, and then they make them the words that come out of the speakers.
So it's not even really my voice that people are listening to on the radio. It's the little gnome people's.
Well, no, it's your voice.
How does that work?
Because they're taking your words that were grinded
in the word grinder.
Grinder,
obviously, right?
And they're reforming them. So it's your words. It's your voice.
So if I ever say anything idiotic or stupid, it's the word gnome's fault, not mine, because they jumbled up my words.
Yeah, and it happens occasionally.
It does happen occasionally. Yes.
Well, what's crazy is that with this station, between 6 and 10, it happens more often.
Yes.
They're just waking up.
Right, right.
They haven't gotten their coffee yet.
Right, and we being a nonprofit ministry, we can't afford, like, the highest...
Right.
Word gnomes. We got ours from Columbia.
What you don't know, what you don't know is that it's not fair trade. They aren't.
Right. Right. See, that's not
They're not getting paid a whole lot for what they're doing. And you probably shouldn't be listening to us.
Yes. Congratulations. Yeah. Good job. Good job. I commend you. That was amazing. So we got Cheese News Day. Coming up.
It's News Day.
Just a few. Right now, 21 Pilots, Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. She asked me, son. Amberlynn. Self-starter. Static Radio. Good morning.
Good morning.
Happy Tuesday, everybody.
I was going to say happy Tuesday. It's 6:30.
Two.
Whatever.
Which means... You ready?
No.
Time for Cheese News Day.
Breaking news. If you're going to shoplift from a warehouse store, you might as well do it in bulk, right?
Oh, man.
At least that seemed to be the thinking of one California man who used bungee cords to secure 24 bottles of motor oil to his body and then headed for the doors. Store employees apparently noticed the man was bulkier than when he came in.
Wow.
They attempted to stop him, but he ran away, dropping bottles as he ran down the street. The man managed to get a full 8 blocks before finally being caught. By then, he dropped 9 of the 24 bottles.
What do you do with 24 bottles of motor oil?
You sell
it? Seriously. Really?
I don't know. I was just guessing. I don't know.
Okay. All right. Sorry. Okay. Go ahead.
Breaking news. Fred Truckle of Bradenton, Florida, said he picked up a piece of cardboard from a Corona beer case while walking with his dog. Truckle, who described himself as a devout Christian, said when he took the cardboard home and flipped it over, he saw the image of Jesus. Truckle said he plans to frame the image and one day pass it down to his children.
Are you serious?
At least he's not selling it on eBay.
On a Corona beer package?
Well, where else would Jesus show himself?
Ugh.
Where else?
Unbelievable. That was in Florida?
Yeah.
That makes
Florida. And yet another story from Florida. A Florida man commandeered a motorized scooter and went on a drunken joyride Sunday night at a Walmart where he knocked items off shelves.
Wait, what?
I'm Florida man.
No, I heard you. Okay.
Stole. I said commandeered. Maybe stole is a better word.
Yeah, there you go. Sorry. It's too early for words like commandeer. That was too big.
Stole a motorized scooter, and because he was drunk, he drove it through Walmart and knocked items off of shelves, which would have been really funny to watch. And not.
Except not at all.
Okay.
That would have been awful.
Okay. I can't imagine.
I guess hilarious as a spectator, but I would have been like, if something gets knocked off a shelf, I usually freak out and have to go pick it up and put it back like where it went.
You know,
you're the person that like goes shopping and
then halfway
through you don't want something, you just hide it in some other aisle.
That's it for me. You know what? That's not fair.
What?
Because sometimes I pick up something and I really don't have the money to buy it.
Right.
And so I have to walk around the store and convince myself that I don't need this. And it's not my fault that maybe I'm halfway through the store when I realize I really don't need this. And I have to put it down.
People listening right now that work at like Target or
you're welcome for your job.
Oh, snap. Really?
I'm just saying.
Because they don't have enough to do that they're having to put back everything that you like.
Yeah, I'm job security.
I think my least favorite one
always
though,
be
was
someone.
Still the Corona one.
Yeah.
Wow. So he's framing it.
He's framing it and passing it down to his children.
Passing down Corona Jesus. I mean, we are called to be the salt and lime of the earth. So. No? Is that wrong?
It's actually, it was close enough.
Okay, cool. Too far? Too much?
Nah, you're good.
Wow. All right, it is 6:36 now. Happy Tuesday, everybody. New Music Tuesday. We got a lot of great new bands to showcase today.
We do.
Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. Vinyl Thief. Faces.
Your
Static
face.
Static Radio, good morning. Yeah.
Your face.
Happy Tuesday, everybody. It's been so long since I've seen you.
Ugh.
For those who didn't figure it out yesterday, actually, I was away.
For those who didn't figure it out, I was here.
You were there.
I was. What if I was just responding to like whatever you said? I had to sit here and just like.
I just recorded my voice, and you had to like try and. Okay, I got 13 seconds to talk in between that time where he talks too much. That would have been interesting.
Oh, it wouldn't have worked out.
So, I'm here.
So happy.
I'm happy to be back.
Yeah. How was your weekend?
It was good. I mean, Super Bowl weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Also, UFC fight weekend.
Oh, yes.
Busy sports weekend.
Ugh.
Except it was a busy, got to get our house ready because we're putting it on the market Sunday weekend.
Uh-huh.
So
you did have a busy weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Friday had mandatory.
Yeah, I'm really glad you went.
So we call our dude night. We do once a month.
Yeah. You were freaking out for about 4.2 seconds when you're like, I have to pack. And we're like, no, you don't.
Yeah. Made it work. Made it work all 3 days.
So proud.
So, yeah, but it wasn't really a day off, though, because I got up really early when I normally get up for the show to get to hardware stores so that I could get stuff, so I could get home, so we could get stuff ready, so we could get, you know. House on the market.
So you can sell it.
See, so first day on the market, house. Three people showed up.
Nice.
Three different
That's exciting.
People. Yeah.
Pray to sell it? Home.
I don't know.
How do I pray for your home?
Pray for it. It's just been like kind of backsliding and
I'm
just
a little depressed.
Well, yeah.
I mean, no, it's really, it's
your house pray is really, sell our house.
Your house is really starting to fix things. But it's not quite there yet. It's the process, you know.
Yeah.
Easy to just.
No,
forget
we're
it.
Really just praying that we sell our house soon.
Yeah.
You know,
That'd be nice.
So, we're ready to go, guys. Sorry, we're leaving.
Okay.
Moving to Nashville.
Yeah, right.
No, we're not. I'm not going anywhere because
everyone...
I know that somebody's gonna have heard that incorrectly and think
gosh.
I'm really leaving. But you know, our dear friend Dave Myers from Old Man Shattered, he really is moving.
I know.
So he's gonna be coming in here soon to guest hang out with us. Well, me, because it's looking like you're gonna be taking some time off. Can we talk about this?
Yeah, I guess. So I may or may not have a slight infection in my top left wisdom tooth.
Which is why yesterday your traffic brakes were like this. So there's on Paseo, there's an accident in Montana. Oh, it just hurts. And then you kind of started crying.
And then I just started playing music
again. And then you just started playing music again.
Except I really didn't do that.
It wasn't your fault, man. It totally wasn't your fault. You gotta tell people what's going on with this, because this is awful.
It started on Thursday.
Yeah.
And I
You've had a bad week. This guy's wrong.
Yeah, I didn't... I know, right? It started on Thursday, and I didn't really complain about it. I kind of mentioned it a little bit. Okay, no. Hey. Hey, person who I have to sit in a room with for 4 hours. I didn't really complain about it to the rest of the world.
Just okay.
You.
I hear everything. So I'm like, no, you complain.
And then I complained even more to all of the world on Friday.
Yeah.
Because it felt like... It felt like the left side of my jaw was being ripped off of my face.
Well, it looks like you got punched in the jaw.
Oh my
like,
gosh,
you're kind of puffy.
You're so mean.
You're puffy,
no,
bro.
I'm not. No, I'm not.
Yes.
This is the worst.
Sorry, Mitch.
I'm not puffy.
Well, you're like...
Okay, I have to... I kind of bite my cheek.
Your left cheek's a little P. Diddy, all right? Is that cool?
No.
A little Sean Puffy Combs over there.
No. It's not.
Dude, it's going to be okay.
It's all in your mind.
Tell people why you're puffy.
Okay, so I have an infection in my top left wisdom tooth, and then I got x-rays done. First, I went to urgent care because I was like, this is the worst. I think I'm going to die. And
right.
So they actually were like, yeah, you're in pain. Here's some meds, and they gave me a bunch of medication. And then yesterday I went to the dentist. Hooray!
Yay!
First time I've been to the dentist in... 7 years! 7 years.
What is wrong with you? You're supposed to go like every 6 months to get the teeth cleaning and to make sure you don't have any cavities and stuff. Grossy? That's gross!
For the first 4 years of me being out of the house, I didn't have insurance to do that.
Yeah, but what's the excuse for the last 3 years?
It was habit.
Gross,
I just didn't go.
Dude!
I didn't go out of habit of not doing it.
Oh.
And so I went. And, hey, high five. I scheduled a teeth cleaning and everything.
Yes, see? Good
job. In 1 week.
Okay. There you go.
So
you're getting stuff taken care of.
Yes, but yesterday they took x-rays of all of my teeth, and they're like, yeah, you're in pain.
Yeah.
Because your wisdom teeth are jamming into the other parts of your teeth, and you need to get them all pulled. I have to get all my wisdom teeth pulled.
Yeah.
I saw the x-rays of my wisdom teeth. I don't know why I didn't expect this. My teeth were jacked growing up. They were bad. They were messed up.
Right.
They look like monster teeth.
Well, didn't you have braces?
Yeah.
So you knew you had snaggle teeth?
Not snaggle, wisdom teeth.
Okay.
And so...
I mean, you had to know that if all your other teeth were
and
jacked...
And a snaggle tooth is just like this. It's one tooth in front of the other. That's a snaggle
right.
tooth. I don't have that anymore.
I'm staring at photos of that right now, actually.
Oh, yeah. So, all in all...
Yeah.
I will be away, or maybe I should actually work those days, because it'd be interesting.
It would be kind of hilarious, but not, because I've had my wisdom teeth taken out.
Really?
Yes.
You chipmunk?
You kind of chipmunk out. You shouldn't really be talking. You really shouldn't even be awake. I slept for like 2 days.
Really?
I was on a couch, just laid out.
When did the swelling go down? I'm so worried about this.
That only took like 6 weeks.
Oh my
gosh. Yeah. It's okay. It's all right, Alvin.
I'm not doing it.
Little Theodore. That would be the chipmunks.
The chipmunks,
Were you alive back then?
Okay. Yeah, I had to sing that song for Christmas. I want for Christmas is my two
friends. That is not the chipmunks. They do that Christmas time song. Come on! Co-host.
No, Christmas time is Charlie Brown. Christmas time.
No, it's that, no.
Oh, yeah.
So then you're going to hate this because you wish your teeth were just like...
Perfect.
Yeah, and doing well. Because crooked teeth apparently are seen as signs of imperfection.
Yes.
At least in Western countries.
I do have crooked teeth though.
Straight set of pearly whites, that's like what we go for over here. Well, apparently, it's a little different in Japan. The snaggle tooth, as it's called... They're considered cute over there. So the imperfect smile, it's like this endearing, childlike, slash attractive, that's grossness.
Maybe it's because they all have perfect teeth, and so they're not used to seeing each other with imperfect teeth.
Okay. The word, I'm not even going to try. Y-A-E-B-A.
It's called yeba.
They call it snaggletooth, but it literally means multi-layered or double tooth. It's like this fanged look, you know, when molars crowd the canines and push them forward. It's not, you know, this serious deformity, but I mean, it's, you gotta get braces for stuff like that.
Yeah.
Actually, due to popularity in Japan, women are actually going to dental, like, surgeons.
Mm-hmm. Oh no, they're not getting them shaped like that.
Yeah. They're trying to have temporary or permanent artificial canines glued to their teeth so that they can get the snaggletooth. Isn't that weird?
That's really weird. You know, they've been doing a lot of weird things over there. Do you remember Bagelhead?
Yes.
That was out of control.
Yeah, they put saline solution in their skin, and it just looked like they had a bagel on their forehead.
And it only stayed there for, like, I think no more than a day.
Yeah, which is weird because you would pay some cash in order to look like Bagelhead.
And put yourself through a lot of pain. I wonder how bad the headaches were. But this is forever.
Yeah,
right?
This is weird. They say it gives girls an impish cuteness. It's a sense of beauty unique to the Japanese. Can be attractive. It can be an attractive feature on women in their teens and 20s.
You know.
And then what happens when they hit 30 and they're like, ah, I got snaggle teeth. Now I got to go back to the dentist.
This brings up an interesting, I've always thought this is interesting, what other cultures find beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we are very materialistic. We just always want to look young and have clear skin, straight teeth.
Yeah.
And nice clothes. But like in other cultures, well, I guess the whole snaggle tooth thingy.
Dude, it's so popular in Japan that there's actually a snaggle tooth girl group called TYB48, which means Tsukiyabiala 48.
And what does it mean in English?
I don't know. They held their debut concert in Tokyo last April. They were formed by a dental clinic offering the snaggle tooth.
TBYE?
Yeah.
48?
Yeah, TYB48.
TYB48.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Yeah, there's a clinical director, and he came up with the idea for this pop group because apparently the snaggletooth has become so popular in Japan. They started an all-girl band with snaggletooth.
They did.
Does this bum you out because you're, like, in lots of pain and sad because your tooth is kind of doing that?
I'm really...
You should just move to Japan, bro. You'd be, like,
famous.
The hit.
I'd be famous.
Yeah.
No, I don't want that. I want my teeth to be straight forever.
Yeah.
But they really are moving. These wisdom teeth are moving my teeth. My front teeth, they're moving them forward.
Yeah, you need to get that taken care of soon.
Yeah.
Yeah, so now auditioning for a new co-host to take over for Mitch while she's gone for like a whole week.
Are you auditioning?
Not really. I mean, how hard can it be? You know? I'm just kidding. Missed you, bro. Right there. High five.
No, I'm not high fiving.
Okay, sweet. Yet. Coming right back, we got some Tall Heart for you. Also, don't forget, New Music Tuesday today. We have a slew of brand new bands.
Yes, I'm really excited.
Yeah, me too. It's going to be a good day.
Hear my slight lisp?
I don't think we have any band today that people have heard of. I really.
Maybe
like
one.
Looking all through
one.
All of them?
Okay. Maybe one.
Maybe one. All right. We'll get to that coming up in the 8 o'clock hour. Right back. It's Tall Heart, Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static. Spoken through it all. Static Radio. Good morning.
Good morning.
They will be here 1 week from today.
1 week.
Along with the red jumpsuit apparatus. Tickets are still on sale. MyStaticRadio.com. They are $15. They're going to be $20 at the door if they're still available. So make sure you snag your tickets. For the Red Jumpsuit Apparatus and Spoken, 1 week from today at the Lobo Theater. 100% of the proceeds benefit Static Radio, so get your tickets now at mystaticradio.com. Good morning.
Hey. What's up?
I read this story, and I feel like we got to talk about this.
Okay.
So, it's rare, my family, it's rare that we go out to eat. It really is, because it's crazy expensive, right?
Yeah, especially for now 5 people.
Yeah. And, with a baby, it's kind of scary.
Oh, yeah.
So we went out this weekend, and actually, little Broads did really well. He just kind of hung out. They had ceiling fans in the restaurant we went to, and
perfect.
For some reason, he's just like, I don't know what it is about a ceiling fan and a baby, but he just stared at the ceiling fan for like an hour and a half.
Going
just
to
like,
mush.
Yeah. Yeah, just like, this is the greatest invention I've ever seen. I don't think he blinked the whole time we were there. So we went to this restaurant and we're hanging out, and it's kind of nerve-wracking because with a bunch of kids, you know, food falls. You want to be cleanly. You want to like...
Right.
We talked about this because Friday, you know, we were talking about the pastress who didn't leave a tip, and it became, you know, national news, and then became even more news when the waitress was fired.
Yeah.
For those that didn't hear, pastor or pastress, whatever you want to call them, refused to leave a tip because they added 18% gratuity onto it, and she wrote in, you know, I give God 10%, why would you get 18? Scribbled that out. And the waitress was actually fired for posting the receipt online.
And it wasn't even, well, yeah, to make a long story short,
yeah,
yes.
wasn't even her table, but, you know, she thought it was funny, so she posted it. Well, another restaurant receipt posted online, and this one threw me for a loop because I don't know where. It doesn't say what restaurant it is. It just shows a receipt, and this one actually comes from the customer themselves. Because they got a discount on their receipt. So they took a picture of the receipt and posted online. Now, this receipt has the subtotal, and then it has a discount for, quote, well-behaved kids.
That's cool.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
See, why do you think it's cool?
Because they got a discount because they got a well-behaved kids.
Yeah. Okay.
That's your waitress or waiter being thoughtful.
Okay. But here's why, as a parent, I would not want that. Pressure.
What?
Dude, okay. You go to a restaurant, all right, and you got kids. We have three kids now. Of course, one is in a little baby seat, and so doesn't right. matter. He's just kind of oblivious, hanging
yeah,
out,
but he's
staring
not
at
crying
ceiling fans.
And-
right, right. So then you have Jack and Luke, right? And if we're at a restaurant, the spoon falls on the ground accidentally, or he accidentally walks, drops a glass of water, he knocks it over or something, and a discount is on the line. How much more, like, does that get you uppy and like, dude, clean up your water?
That does.
I wonder if there's, like, a discount for well-behaved parents
no,
with
see,
kids.
See? That's the problem. It's the parents.
505-338-3700. You know, actually, the blog where this was posted, it was 50-50 because one parent said, eating out with children is already filled with plenty of pressure for parents. Not a good idea. Another one says every raised voice, every dropped spoon can make a mom feel like all eyes in the joint are searing into her. This is true. When you go with and you have a family and you're sitting by other people, it feels that way sometimes.
Really?
Because the kids are eating and maybe being a little loud. My kids aren't super loud or anything like that, but it does feel like that. If my son accidentally spills his water, accidentally does something, and you got kids, it immediately is like, whew, oh.
I've eaten with good kids and I've eaten with really bad kids. And
our kids were the good kids, right?
I never went out to eat
right?
with them. I never went out to eat with them, so
that's
no.
True.
It wasn't them. Sorry. But the good kids, like, it's so nice eating out with good kids. But my parents never took me out to eat.
Yeah.
Maybe it's because that wasn't good. now I understand.
Exactly.
But eating out with bad kids, all I remember is sitting at the Olive Garden. And these kids running around the table.
See, no, that's not okay.
I almost lost it.
Yeah.
I almost lost it.
Yeah, yeah. No, you're at a restaurant. You got to sit down, you eat your food. Steamer.
Hey.
Hey.
Is that bad kids or bad parents?
Ooh,
oh,
see?
You're right. You're right.
Yeah, maybe
they weren't my
just...
kids, so I can say that.
505-338-3700, the phone number. It does, you do get a little stressed out going out to eat, mm-hmm. so... But here, what about this? If you're just joining us, by the way, restaurant offering a well-behaved kids discount. What if you feel like your kids were well-behaved, and then the bill comes, and you don't get that discount?
Well...
Then that would just make me even crazier, because everybody thinks their kids are angels.
Are they offering...
No matter how horrible they are. I'm willing to bet that the parents were watching those kids run around the table and just thought it was so cute. Those little kids burning energy.
No, they weren't paying attention.
Ugh.
They weren't paying attention.
Even worse. Oblivious parenting makes me crazy.
Oh, me too. Trust me.
505-338-3700, the phone number. I don't know that offering discounts like that.
I don't know if offering it up front is a good idea, but just to be like, surprise, we have this.
Good job.
Would be nice. I know that when my husband was younger and he was still living at home,
yeah,
he had at the time 3 other brothers and sisters. And they would all go out, and since a lot of the times somebody around them would pay for them because they're such a well-behaved family.
Stop it right now.
It happened more than once.
Are you serious?
I'm serious. Yes, I'm serious.
Now I'm going to go home and I got to crack down on my kids. Hey, be better at restaurants so people pay for us. You're costing us money.
They seriously would just pay for them. And
that's
it happened
amazing.
Often.
That's rad.
I know.
Little angelic beings of Bransford's. Good job.
I know.
Kids.
Kids.
Yeah, see, but then, okay, here's what happens. A family like this goes into a restaurant. They get the bill. They get this well-behaved kids discount. So then they go tell their friends with kids, you're not going to believe this. We got a discount for our well-behaved kids. I'm sure that if, like, Brodus or somebody went to a restaurant and got that discount, he would tell me about it right away. And I'd be like, sweet.
I'm going.
I got some well-behaved kids. I could use that discount. And then I eat. And pretending like I'm oblivious, and then at the end, I don't get the discount.
I think you're setting yourself up for jealousy.
I lose my mind, because I'm like, there's no way his kids are well-behaveder than my kids, bro.
And
our kids are amazing. We're like the Cosbys.
And then they say, sir.
Actually, the Cosby kids weren't that well-behaved, were they?
Yeah. And they say, sir, your parenting is case in point, and then they walk away.
Okay, fine.
Because you're throwing
no
a
Cosbys.
Fit. You're throwing a
our
fit.
Our kids are like, leave it to Beaver. We're the Cleavers! Where's the Cleaver discount? I don't know.
That'd be funny if that's what they called it.
The Cleaver discount?
The Cleaver discount.
Yeah, I don't know if they do that. The Cleavers, you know, Ward Cleaver?
Yes.
Other Cleaver? Beaver Cleaver? Oh, what an unfortunate name.
It really is. You know, let's just talk about names. That is messed up.
Stever Cleaver?
Yeah. Is Wally... And Beaver's name was actually Theodore.
Ah!
Theodore.
Wait, his name's Theodore? They called him Beaver?
That's
dumb.
That's unfortunate. Why would they call him that?
Because he had teeth?
Because he had buck teeth?
I don't know why they called him Beaver. I don't know.
Beave.
You know,
the Beave.
One time someone told me I had buck teeth in second grade. I was scarred. To this day, I'm like, do I still have buck teeth any bad?
No.
Stop it! I see your face!
Have you thought about joining a band?
What's that from?
Well, we were just talking about the Japanese Snaggletooth band.
Oh, yeah. Okay, got it.
Maybe you can start your own, like, Bucktooth band, you know?
Yeah.
BTB. Buck Enterprises.
BTB.
That's already taken. Yeah.
Bucktooth Band.
Yeah. BTB.
BTB.
BTB. Isn't that back... Oh, wait, no.
Back. BSB.
BSB. Yes.
This is new.
Right. I know how to do things. 505-338-3700, the phone number. Talking about kids.
Fine.
You know what we needed to do? Traffic!
Oh my god! That is not legal.
It's 7:15.
It's totally illegal. Okay, hold on. There's stuff happening. There is construction work silver at Adams and also West Bandelier at Unser. There is also road construction. The right lane is closed. Constitution at Pennsylvania. And that's your look at traffic.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast, right here on the Calvary campus. Phone number is 505-338-3669. That's 505-338-3669. And if you see an accident or some slowdown while you're out on the road, hand the passenger the phone and have them call us.
Yes, if there is a passenger. Otherwise,
because
just call
you're
us.
Not supposed to. No! It's illegal!
We'll pull over.
338-3700. That'd be the phone number to get through to us. And or you could always just call about the restaurant discount.
What else?
And what a terrible idea it is.
Awful.
I think
except
it just
it would cause friction between
friends.
If you got it, you would totally accept it.
Of course I'd accept it. If I got
I don't agree with this discount, but I'll accept it. Every time you give it to me.
Dude, I just think about how it would pit you against your friends. Who's got better kids?
You just don't tell them about
who's
stuff
got
like
the
that.
Well-behaved kids?
You don't tell them about stuff like that.
Find
honestly.
Out.
Hey, you don't tell them.
And what if you... Now, imagine this. You go to this restaurant with
you
your kids. Exactly. You get the well-behaved discount. Then you go back with friends and they bring their kids and you don't get the discount. You know you're blaming those kids.
Yeah, of course.
Hey, good job bringing your kids. We got the well-behaved discount last time we were here. guess we didn't get it because your kids aren't well behaved. Trust me, those fights, like you say anything about somebody else's kids, it's like World War III.
I feel like you're speaking from experience.
I'm just saying.
Are you speaking from experience?
You don't.
You are.
Mm-mm.
You are. That's interesting. I don't have kids, and I know you do not talk about
you
other
don't.
People's kids to their parents.
Unless you're close enough that you can.
Oh,
you know what
like
I mean?
Best like, friend status.
Me and Joey are, yeah, we're close enough. In friendship that it's like, hey, you have full authority to spank my kids if they
well,
get crazy.
Well, yeah, but
crazy.
Can he talk to you about how you raise your kids?
Sure.
Okay.
Why not?
Has he?
Not really.
See? It's because he hasn't. You don't know.
Static.
This is like the girlfriend effect, all right? This is my theory.
Okay.
So, like, you're a dude and you got a girl and you want to just do something nice for her. You give her flowers, you know, you take her out on, like, a really good day that you planned. It's like a custom thing, not just a movie. And then she goes with all her girlfriends, and she's all, oh, look at what, you know, my boyfriend did for me. And they're all like, I wish my boyfriend did that for
yeah.
me. You know, and that's what you're being. You're being really competitive with it, and you're wishing. But it's just one good, nice deed. She was like, oh, these kids are sweet. And I've worked food service. I know, like, you can have kids age 2, and they can't even talk, and they're just really well behaved. And she just wanted to reward it. It was just a one-time, really nice thing.
There you go.
But it doesn't need to be, you know, the regular or like a standard set so that every time, you know, every Tuesday, you know, Johnny took me out on a nice date, so now every Tuesday I'm thinking, oh, okay, you know, it's a Tuesday, so I know I'm going to get a really nice date. It's dinner time, you know, he's going to cook it all and all that. No, just let it be what it is. It's beautiful. Right? It's glorious. It's a little good kid discount.
No good deed goes unpunished. That's the moral of the story.
Okay, yes, exactly.
I'm just kidding.
Doesn't need to be compared. Doesn't need to be an expectation. It's like, it's just like, oh, you found a $20 bill on the ground. Amazing. I'm not going to take that walk path every day to work now.
Yeah. True story.
Good points.
All right,
for
man.
Show? I love you guys.
Love you too, bro. All right. 505-338-3700, the phone number.
He brings up some good points, and you have to face it. In the register, or in the little computer thing where you print the receipt, you can probably type in like a special item. And so they probably typed in well-behaved children discount.
Yeah, and let's be honest, it wasn't even 10%. The subtotal
really?
Was $58 for the bill. The well-behaved kids discount, $4. So it didn't even cover tax, because tax was $4.64. So the good kid discount didn't even cover tax.
So can I ask you a question?
Yep.
Why are you complaining?
I'm just saying.
Okay.
Something to talk about. Thebe says his kids make the grading curve easy for everyone else. Not true. We had lunch with the Thebeses, with all the Thebeses.
The grading, oh.
Yeah.
Or does he say
his
that they're bad?
Rad. Grading curve easy. They make the grading curve. Yeah.
Okay, so that means that they're not well behaved.
Yeah, they are. We had lunch with them.
I've met
super
them.
Rad
they
kids.
Seem sweet.
We still have
Thebes,
a picture
I think you're
that
lying.
Hannah drew.
We do.
In studio.
Right here. This thing.
Static.
Hi. So what about like a bad kid discount? So if your kids act up, you have to pay more.
Ooh. So there's like a tax?
Yeah, so, like, if your kid's running around and throwing more than, like, 3 spoons on the floor, you get taxed, like, $1 or 50 cents or something. So then if you have really bad kids, you know they will never be at that restaurant.
Oh, that would be the best, except the worst, because I'll tell you right now, no matter how awful somebody's kid is, the moment anybody who's not the parent tries to parent or say
anything,
yeah, or correct that child...
Over.
Bad parents will always freak out and lose their minds anyway, so I'm
How
telling you.
You
get, you get a bad kid tax, you know that those parents
they
are
could
going...
They up the gratuity.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
Right, yeah. It's true. I have a son, so I know that when we go out, if he doesn't behave, I tax him personally on, on his money. So it's an allowance getter.
There
so.
You go. There you go.
That's why you gotta work it.
All right, thanks
right?
for the call.
Bye.
Bye. 505-338-3700. That would be... I see.
Difficult.
I'm telling you.
These
here,
are all
here
difficult
it is.
Rules to implement.
All of these are adding pressure to the parents who have to go out to eat. This is why we rarely
you know,
go out to eat.
I remember when I was younger, my dad said, I don't take you out to eat because you don't have good manners.
Mm.
And so I remember like maybe once or twice going out to eat with my parents. And I don't even remember where it was.
See, we went out to eat again last night. It's funny. We went out to eat a few times this weekend just because, you know, we put our house up on the market.
Mm-hmm. Trying to keep it clean.
Trying to keep it clean. And then it was like, oh, we got, you know, three different people called yesterday. Hey, can we come look at the house at this time? Can we come look? So we had to get out of the house. Mm-hmm. So we went to dinner last night. I call it dinner, but it's one of those places. Can I complain real quick?
Oh, yeah. It's one of those places where you're like, this isn't
anything. It's the worst, but my in-laws, it's like their favorite place to eat. But it's one of those places where there's a, like, salad bar. I don't want to say what it's called, but it's, you go through the line, and it's all salad, and then it's like, oh, look over here, they've got other sides.
Is it like super?
Yeah.
Is it super?
Kind of. It's not super.
Okay.
No, it's sweet.
Okay.
And they have tomatoes.
Oh, they have lots of tomatoes there.
So we go there. I don't get it. It's like you can order the appetizers almost. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It's like salad. Hey, how about a baked potato? That's another side. Ooh, or would you like some soup? That's another side. We don't have any real entrees, but there's ice cream.
and then what? In the back they have like ribs that take 15 minutes
no,
to cut.
No, there's no ribs.
Oh, man.
No, that's what I'm talking about. There's none of that. It's just like breads and
okay.
salads
when
and,
I go to those
and
places,
soup.
When I go to those places, I get soup and like fried everything. No, I don't understand.
There's a barbecue joint like in the same parking lot, and I wanted to like rock
Are
the salad and then like, yes. And I wanted to walk over there and like actually get a real plate. It's awful.
Yeah.
But they did well. They did really well considering it was like all you can eat, and they kept like, hey, can I get some more cream of mushroom? Yeah, because sadly that's all we can have. So yes, you can. So we kept having to go up, but it was like, how many pieces of cornbread can you have before it's just like, okay.
Over.
Oh, wait, I just realized I just got ripped off because there's no real food here.
Yeah.
It's all like vegetables.
Yeah, that's
it's all rabbit food.
I always feel ripped off when I go to buffets because I can't eat enough to make up for that $10 that
not
I just spent.
Not all buffets, because there's some places where it's like, hey, look, meatloaf.
Ugh.
Hey, look, chicken fried steak.
Ugh.
Really?
I don't
those
like
are like
meatloaf
two of my favorite things in the world.
I eat both of those.
Are you serious? Who are you? I'm like a meat guy. I'm a carnivore, I guess. Depends on how they make the meatloaf. Chicken fried steak? You don't like chicken fried
Mm-mm.
steak? With like the awesome homestyle gravy?
No.
Oh, no.
Mm-mm. Just give me a hamburger.
Did I mention
or
I'm from Texas? I like meatloaf and chicken fried steak.
Yeah.
I do. Those are like my two favorite things. Kid you not.
Sounds
They don't have them
right.
at those places. Moving on. We got New Music Tuesday coming up. Your chance to vote for all the new jams. Speaking of jams, Josh Garrell's song's called The Resistance. Steve-O Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. Kids. Alive.
That's what the song is called.
Static Radio. Good morning.
Morning.
Steve-O and Mitch, welcome to Tuesday.
Tuesday.
That's We've got new music Tuesday coming up right around the corner.
That really is right around the corner, isn't it?
I'm pretty excited about that.
Are you?
You know what else I'm excited about?
What?
Next year's Super Bowl.
Oh my gosh.
Oh yeah!
You are not already planning that.
Woo! Already in the planning stages. It's going to be in Jersey. Cold weather climate. And here's the deal. Believe it or not, the NFL hasn't decided whether or not there will be a halftime show next year.
Why? Because this one was so bad?
Because of the climate.
Oh, okay.
Also because this one was awful!
The only part I was really excited about was the fact that Destiny's Child was on stage.
See, you shocked me with saying that it was awful because I got all bold text from you.
Caps lock.
Yeah.
Because I love Destiny's Child.
Yes, caps lock. Sorry, all capital letters. It's all caps.
All caps.
I could just see you through my phone screaming and jumping up and down over Destiny's Child.
You know
Child.
Me so well, because that's exactly what happened.
Yeah.
Because a few hours earlier, I was like, okay, guys, who do you think she's going to bring on stage? And everyone's like, Jay-Z, she's for sure going to bring Jay-Z on, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, nah, she's going to bring Destiny's Child. And then Destiny's Child showed up on stage. And they sang Independent Women.
Yeah.
I was so excited.
Dude, she was singing. And I was kind of proud of myself because I knew, I think, the first song, maybe.
When she sang All the Single Ladies?
No, not the Destiny's Child. The very first song she did.
Oh, okay.
When Beyonce came out. I'm like, oh, yeah, this is the one they made fun of on Saturday Night Live.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
No,
I know this
one. They made fun of Single Ladies on Saturday Night Live, too. With Andy Samberg and Justin Timberlake.
Oh, see, was that the one? I don't know.
That's all the single ladies.
Whatever.
Up in the club.
Yeah, I have no idea. All I know is I was like dumbfounded and shocked that that was
the halftime show.
And then there was a big deal because the FCC got involved.
Uh-oh, what'd they do? What happened?
This time it wasn't Janet Jackson. This time it wasn't the halftime show. So it was not Beyoncé.
Who got involved over what?
Actually, Joe Flacco.
Okay. I know he's a football player.
Dude.
What'd he say?
Not only was he throwing bombs with his passes, but he was dropping bombs with his mouth at the end of the game. And unfortunately, it went over the air.
It did?
Yeah, at the end of the game.
Oh, no.
Talking to one of his teammates. And, of course, everybody's trying to get that interview in.
Yeah.
And, yep.
He said a few things.
He said a couple things that went over the air, some gnarly language. So they have yet to determine whether or not, you know, the FCC is going to get involved. Well, he won't be fine. CBS will be fine because they're the ones that aired it.
Why would they be fined when it was
because
him that said
they're
it?
They're the one that aired it. He was talking to his teammate.
Oh, okay.
He wasn't like on the air like, yeah, but, check it out.
Okay, so he didn't purpose. I thought he was like in front of a camera with a microphone just spouting out words.
Talking to his teammate.
Okay.
Talking to his teammate and CBS is like, hey, let's go into that private conversation.
Oh, gosh.
Mike, oh, no! The humanity!
But don't they have, like, a delay or something?
Yeah. Yeah,
so
exactly.
So they didn't catch it.
Dun, dun, dun. Who knows? Maybe they were, like, trying to
Somebody's
keep
trying to
up with all
him.
The players. So,
oh, no, no!
We have a delay.
Yeah.
But you use it, and then you only have, like, one more shot before, you know.
One shot. Do not miss a chance.
Then you gotta, like, build it back up. Like, don't take phone calls.
Yeah.
So... Yeah, you never know. But anyways, the NFL hasn't decided whether or not they're even going to have a Super Bowl halftime show next year. They're going to have to.
They will.
New Jersey. So the boss is going to play.
Interesting.
Maybe some Bon Jovi.
Interesting. Interesting.
Factoid?
Factoid.
All right.
Okay. So never has a halftime show, the performers, never have they gotten paid. They have never gotten paid. That's what I want to say.
They've never gotten paid?
Yeah.
Halftime performers
half-time,
don't get paid?
The singer, any of the performers, any of the dancers, none of them get paid.
Ever?
Ever. Not even Michael Jackson.
Are you serious?
They never get paid because it's so much exposure. It's like never again will you have 10 million viewers at the same time.
Are you sure?
Google it.
I'm going to look it up because people, we were like taking bets at how much...
She got paid. The only thing that got paid were expenses, like her hotel room, getting there.
Really?
None of them got paid.
Never knew that. Static. Hello.
Hello.
Good morning.
Hey, Dad.
little Johnny Cash, a little less cock.
Well, Dad, this is a... Okay, hold on, Dad. I have something to explain to you right now. Dad, this is a morning show where we talk. It's like listening to T.J. Trout. He talks.
I understand.
Dude, you raised her. You should know this chick likes to talk.
Yes, I do.
Yeah.
Oh, you went through a tunnel? What's going on?
We'll get some Johnny Cash on for you.
She's good for lunch and everything like that. She eats really nicely now.
Yeah. All right. We'll get some Johnny Cash on for you.
We'll get some Johnny Cash for you, Dad.
Be safe in that wind tunnel.
Yeah.
All right.
I don't know what just happened.
Mitch's dad. You know when Mitch's dad is saying, hey, stop talking?
It's time to stop talking.
Time to stop talking. So coming up, we've got New Music Tuesday. And real quick reminder, Red Jumpsuit Apparatus, they're coming Tuesday, February 12th, a week from today. We got a show with a brand new band called Rest opening up. They're playing along with Spoken and the Red Jumpsuit Apparatus. And tickets are available right now. They're only $15, dude, so get your tickets.
MyStaticRadio.com.
There it is.
Just go there, buy the tickets. I don't know where we're at, so I don't know if we can actually keep talking.
There you go.
We'll find out.
Speaking of New Music Tuesday, a band that we discovered through New Music Tuesday, Deer in the Headlights, they're on the way next. If you would like to get discovered, send us your music. You can do so at MyStaticRadio.com. There's a Locals Rules section. You can send us your MP3s if you would like us to play your stuff. We're playing a lot of undiscovered bands
coming up. Especially this morning.
Yeah. So lots of indie stuff this morning. I'm really, really excited to check it out. Didn't listen to all of it.
But I heard it.
Yeah.
So
yeah?
We'll see.
Okay.
We'll see what everyone thinks.
All right. Coming right back. New Music Tuesday. to get there, deer in the headlights on the way. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. Oh, man. You know what I didn't do? I got really excited.
What did you do? Ready? Go.
I'm hitting it. It's the
time for New Music Tuesday.
You need to listen to this.
Yeah, that's right.
That's what you didn't do, but then you did it, and now
but then
okay.
I did it, now I did it, and it's okay, because it's New Music Tuesday.
That's right.
Welcome, welcome to the show, 802. We do it every single week.
Sometimes at this time.
Time to judge people's art form.
Yay.
Yeah. We got a lot of music to get to today.
We really should just get to it.
A lot of bands you've never heard of, and we're going to help you discover some good music. I hope.
I hope so, too. First up.
How about King Spoil?
Okay.
I don't know any of these bands, so it's great. I love it. We got a lot of great stuff to get to this morning. We will premiere some new Fiction Family this morning, which I'm really excited about.
Mm-hmm.
There's a couple that I'm really, really excited about. So
kind of premiere Fiction Family since we did that yesterday.
Yeah. For cover to cover.
Yes.
So this band is called King's Foil. Grapevine Valentine is the song. This is where you get to judge the music. It's New Music Tuesday. We'll play a song. You go to Facebook. You dig it. You dig it.
Or you bury it.
Or you bury it, which means you don't ever want to hear it again. Let's put it in the ground and never play it again on Static Radio.
Yeah.
Tell us your thoughts. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Hey, don't forget, if you're a local artist, to your area.
To your
area.
Whatever's local to you. It's all relevant.
If you'd like to get your stuff on Static Radio, get to our website, mystaticradio.com. You can load some MP3s there and get us your music and we'll premiere it.
We've had a few submissions. We added one.
Yeah.
To our regular rotation.
We've had a few local submissions.
Yeah.
So there you go. Get your music in. And right now, we kick things off with a band called King's Foil. Grapevine Valentine, which fits, you know.
Yes.
Valentine's Day next week. Guys,
February.
Valentine's Day next week. Next week is Valentine's Day. Guys.
Hey, I just want to remind that Valentine's Day is next week to all the guys.
Yeah, a week from Thursday, guys.
Unless your girlfriend or wife does not care, then don't worry about it.
Still do something. My wife isn't super Valentine-y, but you know what?
You're still doing something.
All right? Yes.
But what happens when I don't do anything? Am I just the worst person in the entire world?
No, because you've been married for 3 years and Kelly has come to expect the fact that you are unromantical.
It's true.
Sorry, Kelly. I pray for you daily.
So, King's Foil.
Dig it or bury it. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static. The band is King's Foil. Grapevine Valentine. Static Radio. Good morning.
Hey, do you know who plays drums in that song?
Who?
Frankie Muniz.
Who?
Malcolm. In the middle. Malcolm?
Are you sure about that?
No, I'm not sure. Okay. But it says Frankie Muniz plays his drums, so I'm going to
You know, there could be more than one person named.
I doubt it.
Why don't
I highly
just Google
doubt
Frankie
it.
Muniz King's Foil.
Oh, I guess you're right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let me just go ahead and do this. I'm going to wiki him.
Wow.
Next. Hold on. I guess I could read this.
505-338-3700, the phone number. It's New Music Tuesday. Dig it or bury it.
GB says no go. Phoebe says I like it.
Jackie likes it.
Jackie likes it, like literally just likes. Well, I don't know if she likes our status. I don't know if she likes the
Well,
music.
No, usually if you like it, that just means you like it.
You are assuming,
dig.
Sir. You are
what
assuming.
Else?
Olivia says, dig. Usually don't like lovey-dovey, but this is nice only because you talked about Valentine's Day first.
Aww.
Aww.
Oh,
there
so
you
sweet.
Go. Hey.
Yeah.
Apparently it sounds like everything else.
Okay.
I don't know. Whatever.
Come on, I want to know if their drummer really is Malcolm in the middle.
I'm sorry, I'm trying. Hold on.
That'd be really random. And
okay, let's see. Musician. It says he's a musician so far. So far, so good.
Wiki says he's a musician.
Writing.
That must be it.
Writing. Yes, King's Foil, it is him. Frankie Muniz is the drummer in King's Foil.
Okay.
That's really funny, right? I can imagine him playing drums.
Yes, that's random. Static! Oh, sweet.
Thank you.
There you go.
So, let's see. Dig, 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 and She likes us too. Oh, look, Jackie, she clarified. Yes. Yes, there she did dig the
Boom.
Song.
Boom. And she digs us.
Us.
Dig it and dig you.
Guess we'll stay. I guess we'll stick around for a while.
We'll stay. 505-338-3700, the phone number if you would like to tell us what you think about the Muzak. We got a brand new band for New Music Tuesday. They're called Weaver at the Loom. Tell us what you think. Dig it or bury it. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Steve-O and Mitch.
8 in the morning.
Static. Weaver at the Loom. That's the name of that band.
The song.
We're wild animals.
We're wild animals. And then in parentheses, we always were. I'm so confused by
whatever
these
names. That means. I don't know.
I
but
don't
you know.
Know
what? It's New Music Tuesday. Tell us what you think about all the music. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Get there. Like us. Tell us what you think.
Thebe says that New Music Tuesday is off to a great start.
Huh?
Dig.
Good.
Dig, dig.
Good,
and
good.
Is this Jordan? Jordan?
Jordan.
Jordan. I like that.
Why not?
Dig it.
Right on.
Bunch of digs so far.
Tell us what you think. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Hey, speaking of digs. Digging some traffic.
Not digging some traffic.
It's 8:15.
Road construction. The right lane is closed on Constitution at Pennsylvania. There's more construction. Ramp restrictions at I-25 south at Avenida Cesar Chavez, exit 223. The road is also closed on Unser between south between McMahon and Bandelier. And that's your look at traffic.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast, right here on the Calvert campus. Phone number is 505-338-3669. That's 505-338-3669.
Got some more digs.
All right.
Some more of those digs. Steven just likes it.
All right.
Jackie digs.
All right.
There you go. That's pretty much it.
All right.
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio if you want to let us know what you thought about that song.
We got a lot of bands to get to this morning, so we'll keep the music going for you right now. This band is called The Autumn Film. I'm telling you, we got a lot of new music.
Yeah.
A lot of new bands you haven't heard of. Hopefully new bands you'll be enjoying more regularly.
Hopefully.
The Autumn Film, song's called Mended. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static. The Autumn Film.
Come on.
Guess what that song's called?
Mended.
Yeah.
You know, when she first started singing those lyrics, like, yeah. Safety pin me to your chest, I immediately thought of Coraline. Did you see that movie?
I did not, but everybody tells me.
It's terrifying.
I get comments on Coraline daily because I have buttons for my plugs.
Okay.
So I usually
buttons for eyes.
Yeah. Usually. Oh, wow. Those plugs remind me of Coraline. Yeah. I never saw it.
Okay. They don't remind me of Coraline, but that lyric did.
Okay.
This lyric.
That's what you got from the song.
Coraline. I was immediately creeped out.
505-338-3700, the phone number. Or, of course, Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio if you'd like to chime in on the music that we're playing this morning.
If,
dig it or bury it.
If Thebes had a book, we would be doing very well.
Really?
Very good. Yeah, he said, I don't like girl vocals, but I will make an exception. Dig.
See, yeah, I was a little thrown off, to be completely honest, when she started singing. I was like, oh, it's a girl. There's girl singer.
Summer says, is this a man or a woman?
No, it's a chick.
It's a chick.
It's a lady.
Yeah.
Wow, that's funny. Stefan.
This is Stefan. You're not looking. Oh, my gosh, you're the worst.
Yeah.
That was for you, and it's over. Stefan says, vocals are a bit Copeland-esque. Dig. Dig it. Nathan says, I like it. What did Paul from Houston say?
Exactly.
I know when you're not listening and you're giggling that it's Paul from Houston.
He says, just as I started to suspect from last week, New Music Tuesday is now sponsored by Dramamine. I'm not saying it's bad. I'm just saying. Thanks, Paul.
Isn't that the stuff that...
Dramamine?
Isn't that the stuff that makes you not sick? Car sick?
Yeah. I think so, right? Dramamine? It's that, like...
You say it weird.
If you're air
sick. It's Dramamine.
Dramamine.
It's Dramamine.
It's Dramamine?
Dramamine.
Like you're going to drama class?
Hey, we will...
I'm in the Dramamine club.
Let's meet in the middle. Drama. It's like a diphthong. Dramamine. Dramamine.
You're making that word not a real word. Stop saying
Dramamine.
It.
Dramamine. What do you Dramamine?
505-338-3700, the phone number, or, of course, Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio.
Jordan says, dig it. Stuart says, love those tasty jams.
All right.
And JB says, super sad, no go. JB, you are not in a good mood this morning because you have not said anything nice about the song we're playing.
That's because he's, like, super workout guy, so he needs something to, like, pump him up. This is going to the gym.
Okay, well. Unfortunately.
How about some Fiction Family?
You're not going to hear that this morning. No, you're not going to hear anything that pumps you up this morning.
We got a lot of new music, and yeah, as Paul said, sponsored by Dramamine.
Dramamine.
You want to just play some Fiction Family? Get it
No,
over
I don't want to play Fiction Family.
Why?
Yet, that's my most favorite.
That's your most favorite, so you want to save it for the end?
Yes. Branches.
All right, fine. The band is called Branches. Wow, you just like super won on that.
I take control.
I just got schooled without even realizing it.
I was trying to ignore it.
Nice.
Branches.
Branches is the band. Song is called Helicopter. Tell us what you think. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Dig it or bury it. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static. Branches is the band.
Helicopter is the name of the song.
That's right. New Music Tuesday.
Did that song remind you of a helicopter?
Steve-O and Mitch, good morning.
Did it?
No. Tell us what you think. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Paul in Houston says, wait a minute. Are all these songs from New Music Tuesday off a soundtrack to a Wes Anderson movie?
Yes.
Yes, they are. No, they're not.
We love Wes Anderson. I love Wes Anderson.
Do you?
Mm-hmm.
505-338-3700, the phone number, or facebook.com/MyStaticRadio.
GB says, amazing! Love it! Put a smile on my face, finally!
Really? Is he being
I really hope
sarcastic.
He's being... I
okay.
don't know if he's
No, dang, okay.
Carl says, banjos win forever.
They really do, right? What is it? Maybe it's the Kermit the Frog in us. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because like when I was a kid and the banjo and starts going...
When you were a kid and the banjo, what?
Kid, Rainbow Connection... What, do you have no soul? You don't know the Rainbow Connection? Kermit the Frog? You're sitting on a log?
Oh, okay, I know what that is.
Yeah.
Yes, when you... Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, now I get it. Yes, but when I was a kid, that doesn't remind me of banjos.
Kermit was sitting on a log playing a banjo. Singing the greatest song of all time.
That was before I was
It's called the Rainbow Connection?
JB says, Mumford & Sons meets Band of Horses. Dig.
All right. Yeah.
Phoebe says, banjo picking? Yep.
Static!
I liked it.
Yeah?
I did. The title, Helicopters, it kind of reminded me more of like the little seed pods that fall and they spin like helicopters.
Oh, yeah. Those are fun.
There you go. Look at that. So artsy.
That was really trendy. Hipster trendy.
That was good. I like that. Good. Good job.
You should be a poet.
Which there's nothing
I actually kind of am.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Good job.
Thank you.
You should write something and then send it to us.
We'll read it on air.
Yeah.
No, you can.
Okay.
Read it on air.
For poetry. There's no week that starts with a P.
Poetry.
You come up. She's a poet. You come up with a
come
name.
Come up
for
with
it.
A name. Send us
we'll
a poem.
We'll start doing a little poetry thing.
And we'll give you a little segment on our show.
Boom! I like it.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. There you go. Thanks for your time.
Thank you.
All right. Have a great day.
You too.
All right.
We left her speechless.
Wow. 505-338-3700, the phone number. Or, of course, facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. It is New Music Tuesday. Yeah?
JB really means it.
Good.
Stefan says Diglett.
Diglett?
I don't know.
All right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You can tell us what you think at Facebook, facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Got a few bands to get to. But it is New Music Tuesday, premiering a lot of new stuff. We get a lot of music.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of this, yeah.
Not as...
We kind of listen to, or we half listen, then we go, okay, cool, cool.
And hopefully. now
hopefully it works
Now
out.
We spend Tuesday morning, 8 o'clock, stressing out and looking up lyrics like, oh, no! Please don't say anything!
Oh, man. Yeah. So this band, called Great Awakening, latest track from them, Let Me Hear, and then in quotations, you know how they do that?
Oh,
where they
yeah.
couldn't decide on which... title they
not
wanted.
Quotations, it's parentheses.
It's little parentheses and parentheses.
Say hi, I'm a parentheses.
Ravish your heart. Let me hear.
Ravish your
heart. Ravish your heart.
I don't like that word. That's like not one of my, that's one of my least favorite words.
If I were ever in a band, I would have all my song titles have like the regular title and then parentheses. I would have three words that weren't even in the song. Just to throw people off.
Why'd they call it that?
I feel like that would be amazing. So artsy. Static!
Hey! So, did you guys watch Super Bowl?
Yes.
Did you see at the very end, those two guys, they said the curse words?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, FCC. Totally. Because
when you were just talking about how you don't listen to the whole song, like,
yeah.
I'd imagine like, maybe something like that would happen.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then we'll have the same problem as CBS has.
CBS, yeah.
CBS. FCC.
Yeah. I didn't hear anything about that, like, the day after. Like, I feel like everyone just kind of tried to ignore it, or maybe I just wasn't paying attention.
I wasn't paying attention because it was like, the Super Bowl is over. Everybody was still talking about the hold call that should have been called that wasn't called. And so I don't think anybody was actually paying attention to the presentation of the trophy.
Yeah.
Everybody was just really upset. Yeah.
Because I heard it, and it was the big one. It was like...
Oh, you heard it.
I saw it
when they did the story.
Like,
you know, people were talking about it. But yeah, it was kind of either brushed under or people didn't care. I don't know.
And then going back to what you were just talking about song titles, I think it would be cool if I had an album that I would just want to name the first track one, and then track two and track three. And the name of my band would be Unknown Artist.
I like it.
That would work because I hate that when you put in a CD that you burn
and you're not connected
to
internet.
And iTunes doesn't know anything, so you're like, no.
I don't want to go through and do all this.
I have to label all this, so much work.
You know, back in the day, that's all I could do because we didn't have we had dial-up.
Yeah.
So it's like you had to be on the internet for iTunes to understand.
Back in the day. Thanks for the call, man.
Yeah, have a good one.
You too.
505-338-3700, the phone number. Are you ready to premiere this band?
Yes.
They're called Great Awakening. Sounds like a metal band.
What if they put us to sleep?
It's not. It's definitely not a metal band. I hear some banjos!
There it is.
Here's some digs, auto digs. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static. Great Awakening.
It's not over.
Song called Let Me Hear. Dig It or Bury It, facebook.com/mystaticradio.
Nobody thinks anything of it. Just kidding.
It's hard to say when it's super fresh worship.
I know, right? No, you can say...
Those lyrics were incredible. Yeah. And so because of that, it's like, no matter what, you kind of got to give it a pass.
No, that's not true.
No?
Because if the girl that just called in was like, hey, I'm a poet. I'm not a musician, but I'd like to write a song and sing it. And it was awful, but it was like amazing and glorifying to God because the lyrics would be.
Uh-huh.
Doesn't mean we play it.
Oh, okay.
Just saying. But maybe she's a really good musician.
That was rad.
Yeah.
Band's called Great Awakening.
Carl says, finger dancing.
Nice.
Dig. JB says, dig, love the lyrics.
Yeah.
And Thebe says, excellent.
505-338-3700, the phone number, or of course, facebook.com/mystaticradio. Static!
Hey man, he was pretty, man, I couldn't call in because I was like out of nowhere. I was in the middle of nowhere, man, driving to work, man, but I'm finally glad I threw, and the song rocks, man.
Right on! Thanks for the call. Yeah.
Thank you.
There you go. Got a lot of digs this morning.
Casey says, totally thought it was going to be something else. Kind of feel let down. Great Awakening, let me hear.
Yeah.
Okay. I was trying to figure out what she wanted to get out of that. Nathan says, I like it, but it's a little slow developing to be a radio song.
We redefine radio. We make it our own.
Do we?
Heck yeah.
Okay.
Who cares?
Okay. That's cool.
Would you listen to that in your car?
Yes, I would.
You know what I've been rocking nonstop in my car, actually?
Hold on, let me guess. Worship music.
Be more specific.
Let me guess.
Can you be more specific than
with
that?
With the feedback, please. Yeah. No, I can't, actually. Who?
Okay. Daniel Bashta.
Dude.
New record, The Invisible, came out today. We got a chance to preview it, check it out. Record is unreal.
I don't have any Daniel Bashta.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I don't know. Why not, Mitch? You are the one doing New Music Tuesday. You tell me.
I'm sorry.
Static.
Yeah, so, I mean, that song was really good, like what Mitch was saying about the lyrics, but not necessarily a song that you might want to play, just because I feel like you guys play a lot of, like, slower tempo songs, and sometimes I'm in the mood for something more upbeat.
Yes!
Good to know.
There you go, man. We'll play Fiction Family to remedy that. I'm just kidding. Thanks for the call.
We're not playing Fiction Family.
338-3700, the phone number.
Next is Least of These.
Oh, okay. Is that what we're doing?
Yeah.
I'm playing this last.
Why?
Just so you know, Fiction Family's not last.
Why would you play that
last? I don't know, because it just has a funny name. So I thought I'd play that one last.
Okay, well, I hope it disappoints you in all areas of life.
Wow! So. Okay, cool. The band is called Least of These, and the song is Grace, which my co-host has none.
I do, just not with you.
505-338-3700 or facebook.com/mystaticradio. Dig it or bury it! Steve on Mitch.
In the morning.
Static. The song's called Grace.
Really just going for it, aren't they?
There it is. Steve and Mitch, good morning. Welcome to New Music Tuesday, and tell us what you think. Dig it or bury it, facebook.com/mystaticradio.
Or call us 505-338-3700.
What do we got?
JB says, like the songs, but the vocal sounds like a sick goat. Sorry, too much vibrato. Was it Shakira? Was that who's?
Shakira? Hey, come on, bro. She's going to be on The Voice, which means nothing.
That doesn't really doesn't. That means it's,
exactly.
That means bad things are happening with The Voice, right?
Yeah, yeah. I don't know.
Crystal says dig. Thebe says I like the beginning and the lyrics are nice, but too repetitive.
Okay.
And Casey says not so much.
All right. 505-338-3700 or of course facebook.com/mystaticradio. Tell us what you think, dig it or bury it. We've got a couple more to get to. And in fact, we were talking a little bit about Daniel Bashta. He's got a brand new record that came out today called The Invisible. And we've been premiering some down-tempo, some more worshipful jams, and thought, why not premiere his new single?
Yeah, there you go.
You know?
What's it called?
May not go to regular rotation, but you never know. Tell us what you think.
I don't know.
Daniel Bashta's new single is called Let Hope In. I'm excited. We're actually doing this song for worship this week.
Hey, did you choose it?
It's a rad track. Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I did. So, song is Let Hope In. Tell us what you think. Facebook.com/mystaticradio. Steve and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static.
I speak to barrenness.
Daniel Bashta. Song's called Let Hope In.
That was really good.
Yeah, tell us what you think. Dig it or bear it. Facebook.com/mystaticradio. From his brand new record, it's called The Invisible, which actually released today.
To date.
I've been rocking this thing for a week straight. Just like nothing but this record.
Wow, you're so cool.
It's a stellar record.
Sorry.
I think he's one of the best. One of the best, like, worship writer
we
dudes
play,
around.
Celeste plays some of him on Prelude.
Yeah, absolutely. Check it out every single Sunday morning. Yeah, rocking the Prelude before Pastor Skip Heitzig.
I actually love listening to the Prelude.
Yeah.
Sets you up.
It does, yo.
Pretty good.
Tell us what you think. Dig it or bury it. Facebook.com/mystaticradio. Except that didn't work. Let's do that again.
This new board. The new board just throwing us off.
Digital board.
There's road construction. Road is closed. Unser between McMahon and Bandelier. There's also more construction. Left lane is closed. Avenida Cesar at Walter. I thought it said waiter. More road construction. Right lane closed. Constitution at Pennsylvania. And that's your look at traffic.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast on the Calvary campus. Phone number is 505-338-3669. That's 505-338-3669. And dig it or bury it. It is New Music Tuesday. What do we got?
Thebe says, good music for Sunday mornings with Celeste.
Agreed.
And two people liked that. What did we say? Oh, Nathan and JD agree.
Yeah.
JB says, I want to do this with our church. Awesome. This is what I'm talking about. We need more of this.
All right.
Livia says, like the lyrics, would be really nice for worship before service, time and a place for it. So, again, Prelude.
Yeah.
Was that your? I saw your the hamster.
I was gonna wait until you were done.
Okay, Casey says, looks like Steve-O really likes it too. But that was me. That was my. Oh wait, maybe she's watching
Unless
the webcam.
She's watching us.
Creepy. It's not creepy. I'm sorry. It's what it's there for. JD says I like it at different points in the song. He sounds like John Mark McMillan, which isn't exactly a bad thing.
I agree with that.
So what were you gonna say?
No, just the time and place thing.
Yeah.
I see. I don't know. I've been listening to Nonstop this week. Just kind of rocking this record to try and get a sense of it to like quote unquote review it or to talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I kind of feel like we've designated worship. Like, oh, we got to rock this on Sundays before. You know what I mean?
I feel like I've heard 17 different teachings on this and how worship is all the time, no matter what you're doing.
Right.
It's some form of worship.
Right. So I don't know. I hear that, but I wouldn't designate music specifically to 1 hour a week.
Yeah.
I don't know.
No, I agree.
Of course, we still do with the prelude.
Well,
but that's the time for it.
It's not designated. Yeah. Like, we could play it elsewhere. It's just this is also her music.
Yeah, and if you love solid music, solid worship music like that.
Celeste has found some gems.
Yeah, dude, check out the prelude every single Sunday morning, 9 a.m.
Alan says, toward the song. Stefan says, he's making up words.
Digglypuff?
Digglypuff.
What's that Pokemon thing?
Wigglypuff. I don't know. I wasn't into Pokemon.
Okay.
I just know that you gotta catch them all.
Keeping New Music Tuesday going.
This song?
Brand new band called Come Wind.
Song's called Sleep.
Dig it or bear it, facebook.com/mystaticradio. Steve-O and Mitch.
Day in the morning.
Static. Come Wind. Song called Sleep. Static Radio, good morning.
Good morning.
Steve-O and Mitch hanging out with you.
Hey.
Dig it or bury it, facebook.com/mystaticradio. Tell us what you think about all the jams.
I'm sure they thought something about it.
What's that supposed to mean? You don't like it?
It means I'm not ready yet.
It's my jam.
I'm just not ready yet.
Ah-ha!
There you go.
Finally found one for JB that he can work out to.
Says good gym beats, Dig.
There you go.
Thieves says good stuff.
Static.
Manning, did I win?
Yes.
Yes, you did.
You won 4 more seconds on the air. Dig or bury.
Oh, nice. Hey, do you guys still do the hardcore at 4?
We don't.
No, wow.
Yeah, we haven't done hardcore at 4 in a while, actually.
Yeah, I was wondering about that. You know, just usually you have that little inkling of wanting to hear that.
That screamo, that hardcore, that music that punches you in the face with love?
Yes.
Okay.
So that's what I want to check on, because I missed a couple of weeks of the Shockwave.
Yeah.
And so I usually make up, I listen to it at 4, and it's really been kind of
not
light.
There.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. All right.
Thank you.
I just wrote that down in my memory box.
All right, great. Let them know, because sometimes you just need that show of love with a punch in the face, you know?
There you go. Agreed. There you go. Thanks, man.
Thank you.
All right, you guys have a great day.
You
love you, too.
All right, thanks. 505-338-3700, the phone number.
Keep that written down in your memory box.
I'm going to. I don't know what that means, but...
Well, we have boxes for everything. There's
the
memory box. We have a tummy box.
All right. So we're going to take a quick break because we've got one more song, but it doesn't really... It's not really New Music Tuesday. You're just kind of premiering a new song for the world that you want to add anyways that you're going to play no matter what, right? It's kind of what's happening.
I feel like you're being
be completely honest.
I feel like you're being secretly rude right now.
How would I... How am I... What? What? What?
Go ahead. Just do whatever you want.
Take a quick break, but coming right back, our final song for New Music Tuesday. It's almost 9 o'clock. We got to get to the legal, do some stuff. So,
all right.
You can tell us what you think at Facebook, facebook.com/mystaticradio. Coming right back, a premiere of a new single from Fiction Family. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio.
Guess what time it is.
Vote. Don't you never mind the weather. Get your butt in the booth and pull down the lever. Vote. Worse all for better, let your voice be heard.
No, it's New Music Tuesday. It's New Music Tuesday on Static Radio.
All right.
This is it.
Final jam. And then we'll get to some serious stuff around the corner.
This is serious. I mean, it's not nearly as serious as other things, but it's serious.
Oh, is it?
Yes.
Fiction Family on tour right now, actually.
Oh, I know.
Just announced they're going to be heading to the East Coast to make everybody happy.
Sean Watkins is the other singer.
There you go. Brand new stuff from Fiction Family. They released a new record last week, actually. We did it cover to cover yesterday.
Yes.
But in case you didn't have enough Fiction Family, Mitch.
Stop hating.
You can tell us what you think about the brand new track, Give Me Back My Girl. Steve on Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. Fiction Family, Give Me Back My Girl. Static Radio, good morning.
Static Radio.
I mean, that was all right.
That was okay.
Sounds like he was trying to rip off Switchfoot.
Gosh, how dare he?
I'm just kidding. That would be John Foreman from Switchfoot and Sean
Watkins from Nickel Creek.
There you go. Their side project, known as Fiction Family. On tour right now, actually.
Yes.
So, sadly not coming out, but Ricky. I think they were just in Texas, though.
Yeah, that's what happens. People are in Texas, people are in Colorado, people are in Arizona, people go to Mexico.
They just go around
New Mexico.
Yeah, they go around us. So, that's cool.
So, people liked it.
You know who's not going around us?
Red Jumpsuit Apparatus.
Boom! The Red Jumpsuit Apparatus, along with Spoken and a brand new band called Rest, actually. They're coming in concert. This Tuesday.
1 week, which means you don't have a lot of time to get your tickets, which you can do so, mystaticradio.com.
Tickets are only $15, and I couldn't be more excited for Red Jumpsuit Apparatus.
Me either.
It's going to be a huge show.
I can't believe it's already a week, only a week away.
Yeah, and you don't normally get to see Red Jumpsuit at a little intimate venue like the Lobo Theater.
But you do this time.
Which is going to be amazing, which is also why you need to get your tickets now. Tickets are only $15 in advance. Not only are they going to be 20 at the door, but chances are we're not going to have any more.
Yeah, so get your tickets. Come hang out with us.
Yeah.
It's going to be amazing.
Speaking of hanging out with us.
Guess who's hanging out with us right now?
Joining us in studio right now. Scott Tom from Cross Christian Fellowship. Welcome to the show.
Uh-oh.
Hello.
I feel like it's been
way too
7 weeks.
And I think it's only been two, but
a lot of
changes for you guys. That's why it
feels
so long.
I know.
I mean, you guys got a new board.
Let us update you. We got a new board.
I can hear out of both my ears right now. It's so amazing.
Are your headphones good? Would you like me to turn them up, turn them down?
Fancy, huh?
Fancy. Yeah. There's actually a volume control button. You can turn stuff up and down. It's
this
amazing.
Is good. No, sweet.
It's amazing. So, how are you?
I'm doing good.
Yeah?
I'm doing really good.
Yeah?
So, I haven't had you in a couple weeks.
Yeah.
What's been going on?
It's a lot of things. A lot of things going behind the scenes.
Yeah?
We're trying to do some new things with No Other Doctrine on Saturdays. You know, we're coming up. We're just a few weeks away. No, about 7 weeks away from the 350th show.
Are you serious?
Wow.
Yeah. 350 shows.
Did you do anything special for the 300th show?
No, I didn't even know we were at that place. And then, so
I would have,
you know.
I would have gotten like this crazy beard and a sword and worn a loincloth that day and said,
yeah.
"This is for Sparta." And then I would have just done the show like that the whole time.
It can still happen.
The whole show.
Yeah, the whole show.
It would have been quite disturbing.
No?
Yeah.
That's what I would have done.
That would have been disturbing.
Yeah. We need to find out when our 300th show is because we're dressing like 300.
I guess I can find out. Well, that's coming up.
Is it?
Soonish, yeah.
Yeah. We've been doing the show since June.
June 1st.
We'll find out.
Wow.
You've just inspired us. You are inspiring, Sam.
Thank you for coming in.
We're going to talk like that the whole time, and
thank
I'm
going to
shave my beard into that weird horseshoe thing.
Hey, random fact of the day, another one.
Yeah.
Today is National Pancake Day.
Ooh, that's good.
Just so you guys know.
I like that.
Yeah.
Didn't have time for pancakes this morning.
Just any pancake, I wonder? Just blueberry or with pecan?
Pancake. The pancake of your heart's desire. Doesn't sound good.
I can't make anything at the house right
Buttermilk.
Now.
Oh, I know.
We put our house on the market. We're trying to move.
Really?
And so because of that, we can't cook anything.
Yeah,
you don't want the smell to so you're trying to get the house right. So yeah, no cooking for us right now.
No, you go get, one of those poofy cans,
Poofy can? Oh,
yeah. You know, like biscuit cans.
Oh, yeah.
I'm saying, poof.
Yeah.
Oh my God, take my life just one biscuit. So you get one of those that have chocolate chip cookie stuff in it.
There you go.
And then you have that ready. And the realtor calls you, hey, they're coming over. You just you put it in there. And so, you sell your house, but you gain about 13 pounds.
Yeah, no kidding. Our kids would go crazy. They argue over who gets to open that.
I love it.
It's like the coolest thing in the world.
Like it's like popping a balloon or something. It's I don't want to.
The worst is when you unwrap it and it's like, it's like
anything.
A dud. And then you have to press your thumbs against it. Yeah. Love those.
It's so fun.
So anyway, so I've been doing a bunch of home improvement and all that. Rounds the house.
Yeah. That's why you got your flannel on?
I guess,
rocking,
dude.
Your flannel?
I feel more like I'm walking around with an axe over my shoulder.
Lumberjacks,
the funny thing is, they're like the smallest, most minute things in the world, but I don't know what it is about dudes when you accomplish something. I put a new track up for like you know, we have those doors to the closet that you know that come off the hinges. So I put all new hinges and new like hardware. Mm-hmm. I thought I conquered the universe yesterday. Like I seriously
keep going back and looking
like
at
a
it.
Man, I just kept opening and closing the door.
When people come by, to look at your house and be like, you know what, come here.
Yeah.
Come here.
Open the closet. Make sure they open the closet
door. Let me open it
for
you.
Smooth, right?
Vanna White it.
I know. Yeah. It's amazing. Vanna.
Keep your fingers away. It'll take your fingers right off. It's pretty amazing. It slides so fast. Yeah.
I'm quite proud of that. So there's
Can't
a few
be
of those.
A child's room.
What is it about dudes that when we I don't know, create something, we do something, we...
Testosterone.
We feel like we've accomplished everything in life.
It's not a bad thing. It's a satisfying thing. That's why God sat back on the seventh day and said, it is good.
Yeah.
And so, you put the closet door up and you can sit back and go, it is good.
It is good. It is good. I seriously felt that way.
It's part of us being made in the image of God.
Yeah.
The same reason. We may do it with you know... door trim or with other things, you know, and the ladies are going to do it a little more with their feminine side, you know,
okay.
So we'll stamp the book and, you know, put pretty pictures in there. And
she's a yarn girl. What is it called?
Crocheting.
Yeah.
Crochet.
Yarn girl, crocheting, whatever.
Yeah, but I will tell you that I feel really accomplished when I put a light fixture up or something.
I will tell you.
I will tell you.
Oh, she's spinning up the yarn.
Wait. A light fixture or a light bulb?
Fixture.
Okay.
You crazy?
Way to go.
Well, I don't know. That's a big deal.
I won't lie. I totally YouTubed it.
Yeah, that's okay.
That's cool.
You know how many things I YouTube now? I'm so stoked on that. Because
I know.
Before, if like the car broke, I'd be like, oh man, it's like $600. Now I just go find like a Google video or a YouTube video. And I'm like, oh, that's how you do that. Oh, I got this, bro.
Yeah, yesterday.
It works about 30% of the time too.
Right? Exactly. That's why I was so afraid with electricity. I'm like, if I'm doing this wrong, it's over.
Don't
it
do
is
that.
Over.
I'm thinking maybe not on that one.
Oh my God.
Yeah,
it worked just fine.
Electrical scary.
I know. Yeah. Oh, I know.
What happened?
Because we had an electrician come over as well, like later on, and he was like, "If you ever have to do this, don't touch this color to this color." I'm like, you know, I'll just call you. It's cool. I'll just call you. I'd rather not die because I couldn't get the kitchen light to work.
Right.
I'm over it. You know what? I'll light a candle for a while.
Yeah. There you go. 505-338-3700, the phone number. I guess we're talking about home projects.
Apparently.
I don't know. Yeah, so far, most everything has gone right, except for, you know, we put in new baseboards, and then there's the linen closet in the hallway, and it's got, like, the double doors that kind of open up.
Okay.
And then above the linen closet, there is a strip of baseboard, I guess. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, I know what you're
like
talking
over
about.
The, you know, yeah, like the molding over. So... got everything painted. We're really trying to make the house shine, you know, so we can go. We found a bigger place and we're excited. And so we're ready
bigger
to sell.
Bigger family, bigger place.
Bigger family. Yeah. So we need the room. And so I, you know, put up the new molding piece above the linen closet. Yes. All right. Good. I'm a man. I took care of it. And then I opened the linen closet, but I hung the molding too low. And so I popped the molding off with the linen. And I was, that was not supposed to happen like that. But I'm glad it happened to me instead of like a real estate agent or somebody like looking at the house.
You'll love this home, and they go, boom! The linen closet.
That wasn't supposed to happen.
And the molding slaps some prospective buyer right in the forehead.
But how frustrating is that?
Yeah, so I repainted. But I already repainted and got it all nice and pretty.
Yeah.
But it was stressful because we had like 2 hours until they started showing the house. We put it on the market yesterday for the first time, and three people already the first day. So I was like,
well, that's good in this housing market.
Then you're like nervous. Yeah. So you got to make sure. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's check. I don't know. 505-338-3700, the phone number. Static.
Hey, did you get a realtor or a stager to come in and like tell you where to put your furniture? And
yes, we did.
Because that was the worst part for me and my family because we're still trying to sell our house and got the realtor like, oh, you need some chairs here. You need some. Like a nice cozy plant and
we were the opposite because we have way too much junk.
Like, take all this out.
Yeah, so it was like 2/3 of our house is already packed because they're like, let's get rid of that. Let's do away with
you
that.
Know,
that's
find,
no good.
I find
thanks for the call.
That I don't care what the house, like what the furniture inside the house looks like. I care about the smell. So I walk in, and if it doesn't smell nice, I'm like, oh, no.
You know, you can buy a candle, right? Like a candle would take
care of
that.
Yeah, so why didn't they buy a candle?
Oh, wow.
Otherwise, seriously, I just, it's, even like if I walk into a store, I'm like,
no, you're right.
It smells rank in here. I'm walking out.
505-338-3700, the phone number. It's 915, which means you gotta take care of traffic.
It's time for traffic. Road is closed due to construction. UNSER between McMahon and Bandelier. There's also ramp restrictions. I-25 at Avenida Cesar Chavez. That's exit 223. There's more construction on Southern at Eubank, and that's your look at traffic.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast on the Calvary campus. Phone number is 505-338-3669. That's 505-338-3669. Joining us in studio, Pastor Scott Tom from Cross Christian Fellowship.
And if you have any questions about for him, facebook.com/mystaticradio.
I have a question.
Okay.
I was going to ask you like a random question about like how to hang a towel rack or, but those are all my questions.
I have a real question.
Do you?
Well, it's from JB.
Oh, okay.
Facebook, he says, I am stressed out and I feel I'm being pulled in several directions. I'm not good at giving jobs away in fear that they will not be done correctly. Mm. But it seems that when that happens, I can't give my all. Help.
That's a good question. Yeah.
Saying no?
No, it's that sense of that leadership, I guess. I'm the same way.
Yeah, and
you've,
delegating.
I know you've seen that.
I know.
You see that regularly.
That's why I don't learn anything at work. You know what? Just move. Let me do it.
Just move. Can you just move? I kind of take over the computer. And
yeah, but Christ is our perfect example because, look, I mean, who could have done it better? While he was on earth, he could have had a 100,000 member church and then just turned it over to the apostles when he left. But he didn't. You know, he spent all his time training the guys. You know, and then leaving and then letting the church start.
Yeah.
And that's the key. If you really train people up and you pour yourself into them, then you've got to be able to step back and delegate and give it away. Paul's another great example. Look how many men he trained up for the ministry and men and women and then gave away that authority, you know? So you've got Timothy and Titus, but Aquila and Priscilla and all these other, you know, people that he was able to do that. If you don't do that, you limit yourself in business.
Yeah.
You know, a wise man's going to train those people up and do that. Part of it is you're afraid that, you know, hey, the job's not going to get done right.
Right.
But if you don't, the way you do that is you have to not just say, here's how to do it. You have to cast the vision. So you have to have men and women of character. But then you have to cast the vision. Here's the vision for the company. Here's the same thing for the church. It's biblical principle that works and thing. Here's the vision. And once you get people that buy into the vision, hey, we're a quality company. We make sure we take care of the customer. Same thing. Hey, we're a church that's going to teach the word.
Right.
You know, and we're going to love on the people. People are more important than buildings. They're more important. And if you continue to do that, then those people who catch the vision but may not have the ability, it's easier to train the ability than to find somebody who has the ability but doesn't have the vision.
Right.
Because they can have all the ability in the world but just be not punctual, not caring, not, and then all of a sudden, there goes your reputation, your business.
Yeah. That's good. 505-338-3700, the phone number. Of course, facebook.com/mystaticradio if you have a question for Pastor Scott. And, it's difficult though. Let's be honest, man. It's hard for me. How do I relinquish that control? It's almost a control thing because whether it's, training for production or, it's music or, show prep for the morning show, whatever it is.
You just want to make sure it's done and,
yeah, and I don't have the time for everything now, and poor Mitch has to deal with me regularly doing this exact thing. Thanks for the question, JB, because now I'm totally going to learn a bunch too, because it's hard because you have that ownership over something and you feel like, but it's mine, and I help.
Well, it is your baby.
When it's your baby, like maybe it's a business that somebody started themselves and then they're having to try and train up new people and they just don't feel like the passion's there as much. Yeah. How do you relinquish that control? So hard.
Yeah, you pour yourself into people, but it's the same thing for a pastor too. You work really hard on getting that up. You know, it's hard to give up the pulpit. You have to go somewhere, or you're sick or whatever. It's hard for you to say, okay, now, man, I can't teach the men's ministry anymore. I used to do that. I can't.
Yeah.
And you know, you have to begin to trust people, but you have to realize it's a commitment.
Yeah.
It's a long-term commitment, and ministry is messy, and so is delegation. Delegation is messy. You got to realize that there's a certain amount that people aren't going to get. They're not going to, and the only way they're going to get it and understand that concept is for them to go out and make some mistakes.
Yeah.
Well, just look at Jesus with the you know, disciples and apostles. And he's going through and he sent them out and you preach love and the kingdom of God is near. And then the Samaritan town rejects him, you know, get out of here. You're headed towards Jerusalem. And his two men step up. Shall we toast them?
Right.
You know, let's be like Elijah, bring fire down from heaven, you know, and the Lord goes, oh, he had to do a palm, you know, face plant, you know, type of thing. Oh,
the temper trap, sweet disposition. Static Radio. Good morning.
Good morning.
Steve-O and Mitch hanging out with you for a few more minutes. And joining us in studio, Pastor Scott Tom from Cross Christian Fellowship.
Ding! Ah! You are there.
Glad to have you. It's been a few weeks, man.
It has, yeah.
It's been good. So, I know we only have a few moments left, but you're going through. We've been talking, you know, about building other people up and training other people, discipleship, and that's what you guys do. And
that's what you do.
And, you know, Cross Christian Fellowship, your home church, your church. What? Talk a little bit about that for a minute.
Yeah, it's the Lord's church, you know.
Yeah.
We're just trying to build up the kingdom. I have a shepherd school that I'm training guys, but that's a 2-year program and it's closed right now because when I talk about it, guys are like, hey, I want to get in.
Yeah.
But we're looking at, you know, expanding that quite a bit. We're pulling a team together. I think I've shared the vision with you. We're starting to build the other side, the worship side. So we're building worship leaders who will begin to train worship leaders then. So that's starting to come together. We're starting to build, actually a whole outreach area of, you know, drama teams, starting to pull drama teams together. And so even though we're still a small church, we're seeing these things starting to come together where it's going to help plant the next group of guys, next churches.
Yeah.
And so we got this vision of, you know, planting 100 churches. And every time I kind of share that, God says, that's kind of small. It's kind of weak. And I'm really excited because he's opening doors now with, I mean, just an avenue to do like a No Other Doctrine online academy.
Oh, cool.
Where we're going to be training people and we're going to start a leadership newsletter and a whole bunch of other things that are coming up. Even some of my church members don't even know this. So it's kind of, we're working on video that's
breaking news.
I was going to say, should we get the breaking news?
Yeah, we should. Hold on. Okay. Go ahead. Breaking news. Break it.
You know, working on video and now taking some of the spots and breaking out the questions that we do.
Boom!
And animating those and doing those and doing it live and then putting it up on YouTube.
That's cool.
And taking it out, so...
Technology, bro.
Technology. And so the next...
Techno.
In 2 years, the next school, we're looking at doing video campuses. So when I begin to teach, we're looking at doing one in Los Angeles and one on the East Coast.
Word.
So we'll be training up between 30 and 100 men at a shot.
Dude.
And wanting to, out of that, I'll probably get 20 to 24 churches.
Uh-huh.
And so we'll be looking at planting a church a month.
That's cool, man.
That's what we're looking at. So, and it'll grow from there. That's what's exciting about it.
Right on.
So I'm really stoked. And we got billboards going up here in about 3 weeks. Around the city on No Other Doctrine, just inviting people to call in and ask questions.
That's cool. Yeah, and No Other Doctrine on our sister station, 107.1 KNKT. You do it every single Saturday.
Coming up on 350 shows.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
You got to do something cool.
That's we figured it out. That's over 2,000 questions. It's around 2,200 questions, somewhere around there, that I've answered over the past 7 years.
There you go. And you can find out more information at nootherdoctrine.org.
So we're going to try to break those questions out, and somebody could go on the website and just pick their question.
That's very cool.
1,000 questions
great
answered.
Idea.
Man, so there it is. And wow. That's where people can find you on the weekend, either on our sister station or at church.
Or at church. That's where we're at.
All right, there it is. Nootherdoctrine.org for more information on that. I can't believe it's already time to go.
Yeah.
So, National Pancake Day, you want to go get some grubs?
Yes.
All right. Not grubs, because those are the little worms that ate up my backyard.
Oh, so when I think of grubs, I think of Lion King.
Yeah. Yeah, those that's grubs.
Like
little
chicken.
Worm things.
That's what
Simba really?
Said. That's what Simba said. I don't know.
Yeah.
But
well,
yeah,
we had
National
plenty of
Pancake
those in our backyard.
Day.
It was awful. I had to take care of that.
You're going to get rid of them?
Oh, we already
give them
did.
To someone
that was like
else.
2 years ago.
Oh, okay.
I didn't know what a grub was. Found out when they started eating our grass. And I'm like,
Oh, no, you didn't.
Yeah, so we took care of it. It's all good. All right, that's it for us. We are out tomorrow, way too early Wednesday. Wed News Day.
It is Wed News Day. It is also Wednesday, Wednesday Work Woes.
Yeah, we got some stuff to talk about tomorrow with Wednesday Work Woes. Big show. Teresa from the Albuquerque Rescue Mission.
That's right.
And that's it. We'll see you guys again mañana. Thank you, sir, for coming in, hanging out with us.
As always, thank you.
All right.
You're welcome.
Nootherdoctrine.org for more details on the show.
That's right.
In the ministry of Pastor Scott Tom. We out. We'll see you guys again mañana. We leave you with The Last Bison on the way back. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio.
Peace.